Hey, how y'all doing? God, we missed you. Just being around you, seeing you every day. It's great. What you got going today? Huh? All right, I'm ready.
What was it like to have Adrian Peterson out there this week? What'd you see?
It was nice. I've been around a lot of these guys a lot of years, and he's, one of the top guys I've ever been around, and he just comes out, and it looks like he hadn't missed a day. It was nice having him.
I mean, just from him being away for so long, how much has he missed in terms of, how much catching up does he have to do in terms of getting comfortable with coaches, with teammates, just in playing with them and practicing with them?
You know, the great thing about what we do and youth and the young guys and being involved in this like I have been, you take a break and you come back and you haven't seen everybody in 3 months as a group. And it's like you've been together, for the last 3 months, and you build those relationships. And I think once Adrian got in the meeting room and we got going, that was the same feeling. And he's very comfortable with what we're doing. He retained a lot. We have new stuff in, and he, was eager to get involved in that. And he's had 3 good days.
What do you see from Cordero Patterson so far, and then what do you want to see from him that maybe you didn't see last year in practices in terms of his run?
I think this time of year everyone's working on getting better, and I think Cordero's really taken a very positive approach in terms of doing the things we're asking him to do, and he's like all the guys. He's working hard at getting better at the things we're asking him to do.
What's he done to kind of convince you that he gets the message and that he needs to put a little more?
Well, that's there's a lot of things that go into if you're having success on Sundays, and some of it's out of your control and a lot of it's in your control. So I think he understands that, and I think he's working on doing the little things we're asking him to do. He's got a smile on his face, and he's working hard.
Describe what it's like to have a full complement of offensive players to work with, healthy, and then you add somebody like Wallace, you've got Adrian back in the mix. And is this as diverse and complete as you've had a unit to work with?
We've got a lot of guys that are going to be able to play when we get into games, and we're going to be able to use a lot of our personnel groups, guys that people don't even think of. Maybe it's a third tight end. Maybe it's having a fullback that's a good receiver. There's a lot of different things. It's exciting having Mike Wallace because he's a big play receiver, and he's proven that. CJ's picked up where he left off in December, and he's having a good spring. Jarius kind of gets lost in the middle of this thing because there's other names around, but he really played well in the second half of the season. So we have a strong group, and it's going to be great competition, and there's going to be great competition for playing time on Sundays.
Norm, sorry if you answered already, but Jarek, what have you kind of seen in him this year coming off the...
Pardon me, Jarek?
Jarek.
Jarek looks really looks faster than a year ago because he's real confident in what he's doing. He's 100% healthy, and he's flying around, and he is really gives you a nice dimension, a little bit change up.
Can he complement Adrian's game, or is this all Adrian's rushing attack now that he's back?
Well, we're gonna, like I said, we got a lot of guys that I think are gonna be able to contribute. Certain guys are gonna get to contribute more than others, and I would assume Adrian would be that guy who'd get to contribute more than others. But if you're if you're going to be a really good offensive football team, you got to use all the guys you have.
You've been through a lot where you lose guys through the course of a season via injury or other issues. How would you describe what went down last year and how you were forced to plug and play so many different pieces?
Well, it's always – every NFL season's challenging. Last year, offensively, obviously Adrian being gone after one game, and then – the constant change in the offensive line made it challenging, but our guys handled it. And I've been in those situations where in the last 6 games, guys kind of, I don't want to say packed it in, but didn't give themselves the best chance. The thing that was impressive, and I think it starts with Coach Zimmer, but this group continued to work hard, gave themselves the best chance to win, and we got better in November, and we got better in December, and I think we're better now than we were in December. That's what you have to do in this league if you're going to be successful.
Isaac Frick is a local kid trying to make it as a wide receiver. What's it take for someone like that to step up, make a splash, make an impression?
Well, you know, he probably should talk to Adam Thielen, because you just come out here and you work and you learn how to play the way we want you to play. And then when you get opportunities to make plays, make them. And it's amazing how that just, you know, steamrolls and you get an opportunity. And the thing about, you hate to say this at this time of year because anything can happen, but if you go play good and we have 5 preseason games and it shows up in games, there's 32 teams. So you have an opportunity to get involved somewhere if it's not here.
Last one for Norm, please.
Teddy last week kind of brought up unprompted how good it was to have Kyle Rudolph back healthy, and what kind of a difference can he make when he's hitting on all cylinders and healthy?
Yeah, and that's obviously... That's what we said last spring, and Kyle was good in the spring. He had a great training camp. Then he had the injuries. So we've seen him here at a high level. We saw him really in preseason at a high level. We just need, he's working hard. He's had a great offseason with his body to try to make sure he doesn't have those nagging injuries. But, when he's healthy and running like he's been the last 3 weeks, it's exciting to have him. And we'll get, some coverage on the outside with the speed we have. He can open it up a lot. And, he'll get matchups if they're going to play 8-man fronts. The tight end gets great matchups for the passing game. So it's nice to have him.
Thanks.
All right.